I carry my dreams in my heart. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Thought for Today. I carry my dreams in my heart. Oh my, oh my, oh my. All of us have dreams, and we have lots of wonderful dreams and fun dreams and exciting dreams and dreams that move us into higher levels of awareness and dreams that zap us right out of higher levels of awareness. Dreams go both ways, you know. Dreams are nightmares and dreams are happy times. It all depends on what direction we point them. Now, it's all our desire, all our choice. Whatever way we want to point them is the way we go. We have to ask ourselves, what way do we want to point our dreams? Do we want to point our dreams to be a success, to be happy, to be joyful, to be filled every moment of our life with bubbly, bubbly, bubbly happiness and power and smoothness? Well, if that's what we want, then that's what we have to put into our thought. Now, we've been having a little game at the table, and we've been having people say nice things to each other. And we've been saying, okay, how did you like the meal today? And everyone says, oh, it was scrumptious, it was wonderful, ordinary, nothing special, and so forth. Now, whoever said the meal was fantastic, scrumptious, they enjoyed a fabulous meal because they created it in their thought. Their dream was of that. As they look back into their thought of what they have just eaten or what they are eating now, they think of it as being supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And they enjoy it so much. And it's wonderful to watch them eat, too, because they eat with gusto and with enthusiasm, with peace and with, oh, such a contentment. Oh, my goodness. And the person who says, oh, so-so, not anything important, well, that person didn't realize that that food cost money. That food was a choice of somebody who went to the store and picked out those items. That food is a matter of nourishing our bodies and strengthening our bodies to accomplish the things we want to accomplish. And if ever we say that the food is so-so, then we are saying that we are not really interested, or we don't really care whether the food nourishes our body or not. Now, there's a lot of talk about attitude of people and eating. And if you have a good attitude, the things that you eat digest beautifully, comfortably, harmoniously, marvelously, and you feel just wonderful. When you have a good attitude, everything you look at in food issue is super. And you look at it in special ways. How can I cut that? How can I trim that? How can I handle that so that it's going to be just so wonderful? And of course, the more you look at it that way, the more wonderful it becomes to you. And I like to watch Anita Lope as she works with her food. She has her knife and she moves her knife like some great artist over her food, and it sort of whittles out a pattern. Sometimes even looks like little people, and sometimes it looks like hearts and bubbles, and she just makes things out of her food which is a representation of what's going on in her heart. And everything she eats with such joy and such bubbly enthusiasm. It's just a joy to watch her eat. And then there are other people who don't eat that way, but hey, sometimes we take a long time growing up to realizing that thoughts are things. And when we put a thought in motion about our food, that it is good and very good, it is. When we put a thought in motion that, oh, it's just leftovers, it's just something that was left over in the pan, and it had been around for a long time. In fact, it was sitting outside the refrigerator for about a half a day before it was put in. So it may not be good. You better check it very carefully. Well, you shouldn't even present the table with something that's doubtful. Plus the fact, you never tell the table it's doubtful if you're so stupid as to have left it out and made it doubtful. But if you say to yourself, I am a master chef, and you're the cook, and you're presenting that food to your friends and your associates, you say, I am the master chef. The food that I prepare is great and very great. The food that I prepare is wonderful. Every morsel of food that is on the table because it is glorious and good and wonderful. And I eat it with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. And wow, do I have fantastic muscles. Do I have fantastic strength. my body digests, assimilates, and enjoys that food so beautifully that whenever I eat, I just feel content and peaceful. Not with great, large amounts of food. I eat good, but not overindulging. I eat a serving, or eat a portion. And if I eat that portion, I will live longer. The doctors say that if you could get on a starvation diet, don't starve yourself, but on a starvation diet, right close to it, you will live 6 to 8 times longer than you're now going to live. So if you're going to live 100 years, you'll live 600 years. Wow, doesn't that sound exciting? In a healthy body, because you haven't overstuffed it. And when you overstuff it, of course, then the body works hard and steps out on your usefulness to you sooner. Now, we want to recognize that I carry my dreams in my heart. And everything that I look at is part of my dream. And I look at the food I eat, and that's part of my dream. I look at the people I associate with, those are parts of my dream. I look at all the equipment that I work with, those are parts of my dream. I look at the people that I know around the world, and they're part of my dream. I look at my parents, now, then, yesterday, and tomorrow, and forevermore, and they're part of my dream. And I see them always in that same wonderful, happy expression of who they are and who I am. And as I see myself, I have no past, I have no future, I have no present. I just live in the infinitesimal now. Wonderful, beautiful. I live now, right here, right now, right where I am, fantastically living. Oh, I have many dimensions on which I live, but right now I'm living on this dimension right where I am, and that's where I concentrate. It's not a matter that I'll be somewhere else, or that I know somewhere else, or that I am somewhere else, or that is another point in my consciousness right now. The point I'm thinking about is who I am and what I am. And because of that, I carry my dream in my heart of who I am. And I am having a wonderful, glorious time, knowing that I am that I am. It's a great feeling. It's a great responsibility. It's so easy to get wrapped up in the appearance world around us, the illusions that go on around us, or even our own life, and feel that that is reality. But then we step back and we take a look at the now, completely devoid of any otherness, completely devoid of tomorrow and yesterday, now. And we just say, oh, life is grand, and I am happy, and all is good, for I live in the now. Join me to let your dreams be manifest now, fulfilled, complete, as mine are. And it is a wonderful, wonderful thing that it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.